Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We are on the very top line with the words of Ilfa. So it's a pretty famous story about two G'day Olam of the times of the early Amoraim. This is Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa. So the Gemara says, Ilfa Rabbi Yochanan and Regarse Boiraisa. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, we're learning Torah together. The Chikulu Milsa Tuva. And the Chikulu Milsa, that they literally, things were pressing them, meaning that they had no money. They were extremely, extremely poor. They've been learning in the Kolel system for many years, and they had no money. They said, okay, we have to go start working. We have to earn a parnasa. They said, fill the pasuk, which says that there should be no destitute, no one who's really poor amongst you. Elfan Rabbi Yochanan understood from the pasuk that the word you, is in the singular, that therefore it's an individual to take matters into his own hands and to fix the situation. So they set out, and they ended up being by a wall that was about to fall. This is why they were mentioning the story, because also about two Talmid Chachamim that were going to avoid having a wall fall on them. And the Achronim pointed out, obviously, that they didn't go to this wall on purpose and sit by the wall that was about to fall on them, because then that would be Pikuach Nefesh, that would be Asr for them to do so. That would be endangering their lives, but they didn't realize. And it was a situation, and they were by this wall that was about to fall down. Havukakarche Rifta, so they started eating bread together. Asu Trei Malachai Asharis, two angels came by. And Shamir Rabbi Yochanan Damar Chad L'Chavrei Nishaidu Aleo Hai Guda Uneklinus. So Rabbi Yochanan heard one angel say to another angel, let's topple the wall over here that with us, and let's throw it, let it fall on them, and they'll die. And they're going to die. Shemanichin Chaya Olam Oskim Chaya Shaya, because we're so upset, they were learning in Kola, learning in Torah, and now they have to forsake their Torah to pursue the Olam Hazeh, to go work and to go make money. And so Gemara says, Amr Lei Idach Shavkinu. Another angel responded, leave them alone. Dika Behucha Dekai Melei Shaita, because there's one of them, one of these two people, who's still at our hand, meaning that he's at our hand because he might attain greatness still, and it's not yet come in time to die. So what happened over here? B'yochanan Shama Ilfa Lo Shem. B'yochanan overheard this conversation between the Malachim, and Ilfa did not. And Umar says that Rabbi Yochanan asked him, did you hear anything? Did you just hear what happened right now? I heard this malachim. He said, no, I'm really low. I didn't hear him. Amri Rabbi Yochanan said to himself, so I heard it. Ilfa didn't hear it. Must be Shmamina the Didi Kamina La Shaita. It must be that I'm the one who is destined for this greatness, and he decided to return to the yeshiva. Amrlay Rabbi Yochanan said to Ilfa, Ihader, so let me return and I'm gonna still go back and learn Torah. But Ukim Benafshai, Kiloyekta Alvian Mikarav Haaretz. And I'm going to fulfill the pasuk that the poor will never deceive from your land, that they're going to be from your land. Rabbi Yochanan is concluding that the angel's conversation was referring to those who study Torah, and even abject poverty will be removed from them, and they'll be able to survive. Rabbi Yochanan hadar Ilfa lo hadar. Rabbi Yochanan went back to the Beis Medrash, and Ilfa did not. Adu ase Ilfa. By the time Ilfa came back to yeshiva, Melech Rabbi Yochanan, literally crown Melech, to become like a Melech, something like a Melech, crown, meaning he became the Rosh Yeshiva. We know the Rosh Yeshiva is a very powerful position, and the one lashon of Melech, Rashi explains, because he became king, this is a reference to Rav Yeshiva, because they used to reign by giving him money as an appointment to support him in a royal manner. You know, Rav Yeshiva should have kavod and should look good and should have a nice way to drive. And that's kavod the Torah, and that's the way, not for himself. And he gives tons of stuff, obviously. That's the ideals. It should be looking malchus, that he should be looking in a certain proper demeanor. You know, like Rav Avadya Zatzal, he's a real malchus. He had a very fancy car that people bought him, and that's malchus. That was the way. It looks nice to have that, and that was something which was nice for him. So then Amru Lo, so they said back to Ilfa, Iasiv Mar Vigaris. If you learn Torah, also Lave Malach Mar. So we had you were like the sharper one amongst the two, and you could have been the Rosh Yeshiva. You know, it's like a lot of times you see these two people were in high schools together, and one became Rosh Yeshiva, kept learning. The other one who was just as strong, he could have been that, but he decided to go in his own ways. And that's what they say about Ilfa. The story always bothered me that at the end of the day, Ilfa didn't hear the Malach. You know, a question that it still bothers me. I don't have a clear answer to this. That Ilfa, Rabbi Yochanan heard the Malach. If Ilfa had heard this Malach, he maybe would have gone himself also and taken care and go back to the Beis Midrash. So it's interesting. What exactly was that Ilfa at fault over here for going into business and not? Because the fact that he did not hear from the Malach, it could be, you could say malachically, maybe that really we all have our Malachs. That really there's somebody we always, in essence, Fizat's always to say that you used to tell the Talmidim that we should always be thinking really big. You always think, Daf Yomi is amazing. Everybody's doing Daf Yomi, that's amazing. But think even bigger. Start thinking about doing other projects in halacha, in learning, maybe a type of smicha, whatever it might be, that we should be thinking bigger for ourselves. So Rabbi Yochanan maybe had, we all have this malach every day telling us how great we could be. We just have to hear it. We just have to hear ourselves who this malach is and recognize that that you know, some of the biggest things stopping us from coming great in Torah and whatever it might be also in life, the things is our own Yetzer Hara that tells us we can't be greater. We could be very great. Think big. You know, they say about the Panovich Rav, used to say, how did you rebuild Torah on Eretz Yisrael after the decimation of the Holocaust? He said, you know, my biggest regret in life is that I didn't think even bigger. He said, I dreamt of rebuilding Panovich, and that was my dream, and I did it. He built the best yeshiva in the world. It really was. You know, the time of Roshach, Rosh Murozovsky, and everybody, Pravarsky, it was unbelievable. Rav Doug Pravarsky, everyone. You know, they were unbelievable yeshiva. And he said that if he had dreamed of building five yeshivas like Panovich, he would have built five more like Panovich. So, you know, you just have to think big. You always have to think big and think to think very strongly. Maybe that's what the message is over here about Ilfa. So either about Ilfa, though, was still trying to show that he's a Talmud Chacham. So he said to them, Azil, Talan Nafshi Biskra de Svinasa, he balanced himself on a type of a ship over there, and he said, Amar Iika Deshal Bimasista de Rabchia Rabbi Yoshe, someone who is going to tell me a brisa from that was edited by Rabchia and Rabbi Yoshe, Velo Pashinam Bimasnis, and I can't bring a raya from a Mishnah, then Nafilin Ma Iskar de Svinasa Vatavana, I'm going to throw myself in the ship to drown in the sea below. So he was demonstrating to them that you show me anything and I'll jump into the river if I'm not able to answer your questions. Why Dafka the brisas of Rabchia Rabbi Yoshe? Because Rabchia Rabbi Yoshe, they were one of the Iker Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the redactor of the Mishnah, and whatever he put into the Mishnah, that was the opinion of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. That was authoritative. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yoshia have the most authoritative prices because they would expound upon what they heard to their teachings from the Rebbe, and that was considered always. The Gemara will say that when you ask a brisa, we don't assume that it was mishtabash. We don't assume it was mistaken if it was Rabbi Chia or Rabbi Yoshia. Those are most authoritative brises. So if anybody's telling something from them and I can't bring it from a raya, from a mishnah, from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, then I'm going to jump into the river. Also, Husava Tanele, so a certain old man came to the, and he quoted him. Some say that Husava sometimes is Eliyahu Navi, but either way, it was somebody who quoted him a Braisa. Ha'omer Tznu Shekel Livni B'Shabbos. So someone who said to his trustee, said, give a shekel to my sons each week to meet their expenses. And it would be appropriate in their case to give them a sela, since the family was large and it's one shekel a week was not enough. No slim sela, we can assume that the father's intention was to give them more than that. Had the father's intention been to limit what he said, then he would have stated so explicitly. That's what Rashi points out. So therefore, we understand that he meant to give them a shekel, meant to just make sure that his children aren't given whatever they want, nor that they should be working. That's what we assume based on the Gemara and Rashi and Ksubas. But that's the case over here. This Gemara comes up in Ksubas. So, however, if he says explicitly, don't give them only a shekel, ain't no sim ella shekel. Then we would only give them a shekel, even though it's insufficient, because clearly that's what he said. Only give them a shekel. I don't care, that's not enough. Give them a shekel. Then obviously he's making his das very clear. This is a very interesting halacha over here. What right does the trustee have to limit the heirs to the access to their own Yerusha? This is their own inheritance over here. Shulchan Aruch says that a father has the right to stipulate that his estate not be released totally, even if they're above the age of 13, until they become, who are worthy of it. You can make that distinction. And the Bir Agra explains that the Braisa of our Gemara is the source of this halacha. So therefore, the Braisa is rooted in a bigger concept, which gives the father the right to give access to his children's estate. L'chora, that's going to be based on what we're going to see in the Hamshach Gemara of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Amis. But this is a big handle in the Achronim. What exactly is going on over here with regards to this Yerusha? So that would be the halacha. So that would be the din over here. So then, Im Meisu Yarshu Achayim Tachteim. If he said that they should die, others should inherit the remnants of the Yerusha. We're talking about the case where he said in the first example, where he said, he didn't say Ela Shekel, but just the Shekel. Bein Amar Shtnu, Bein Shamar Altidu. Whether he said, give them a Shekel, or whether he said, give them only a Shekel, Ein Nosnu Lehem Ela Shekel. We give them only a Shekel. Because in that case where he has a third party who is a plan, eventually on the death of his children, he's going to give them to them. So clearly he wanted to remain for that person lest they die. So therefore you wouldn't necessarily have the right to give them more. That would be the din over here. Amar Lei, so where's the source? That was the Gemara was asking. They asked of Ilfa, where is the source in Mishnah about this? So Ilfa responded, Hamani Rabbi Meir he Damar Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis. This is what we just mentioned, made allusion to this before, is that according to Rabbi Meir, he's understanding that the halachas of inheritance are also based on the will of what the father wanted. If he had stated explicitly what the father wanted, not the will, not the play words of no pun intended, what his ratzon is, what he actually wanted to happen, that's what we mean. Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis. That's what Rabbi Meir is telling us over here. That we should conserve the amount so that some will remain for the third party to inherit. And that would be over here the case. Now the Gemara continues. Also another example of a person who was a big had this chus. Amr Lav Nachamish Gamzu. Nachamish Gamzu. The Gemara is going to mention. Why did he mention his name Gamzu? Because he always used to say Gamzu Latova. I'm going to see the Hamshach of the story over here. So he's a very big tzaddik. Shaya Suma Mishdei Enav. He was, look at this. Sound of the story. It was terrible. He was blind. We're going to see why. Blind in both eyes. Gir Mishdei Yadav. He's also missing both hands. And Kita Mishiragov missing both legs. The Cholgufa Malashichan, and he was covered with boils. The Mutal Bevesru, and he was in a house that was so shaky, it was about to fall. Viraglim, he tells him, Menachem is fallen Shamayim, and his bed was placed in pails of water. Kadeshulayalu Lab Nimalim, so that ants shouldn't crawl upon the bed onto him. Then he would be able to knock them off. He doesn't have any hands. Ramachas, Haisam, he tells him, Menachem is Bevesru. Once he happened in a house again that was shaky, it was about to fall. Bakshushamidal, the Fanas Mutaso, is a Talmidim, asked to remove his bed from the house. And then to remove the furniture, they were afraid of it because Nefesh wanted to get him out of there. Amar Lehem, he said, don't worry. I'm sure about my zchusim over here that I'll be fine. So go take out all my possessions first, and then take out me because nothing's going to happen as long as I'm in the house. My zchusim will remain to make sure that nothing happens. Pinu es akelim v'achakaf pinu es mitaso. So they removed the furniture and then they removed his bed. V'nafal abayis, and the house then collapsed. Amru lo tamidav. His disciples then said to him, Rebbe, v'chima achash shesadik gamarata. Since you are a very big tzaddik, lama also lokach. Why did this happen to you? Amar lehem, he said to them, Bonai ani garamti la'atzmi, my children, I brought this upon myself. Shepam achas ha'isi ma'alech b'derech levis chami. Once I was traveling on the road to go to my father-in-law's house. V'yayimi masoi gimel chamorim, and I had 3 donkey loads of foods, achat shal maicha, achat shal mishta, achat shal minei megadim, one of food, one of drink, and other delicacies, good things to eat. Ba'ani echad v'amali b'derech, was a very poor man who was standing before me on the road. V'amali Rebbe Parnasini says, please give me something to eat. Amarti lo hemtin li ad shef rok menachamer. He says, wait a minute, I'm just unloading the donkey and I'll give you the food. Lo ispak lif rok menachamer shes esmaso. I didn't realize that he was deathly ill. He was mamish, needed this food, ended up dying of hunger in front of me. Halachli nefalti alpanav, I went and fell on his face. So amarti lo enei shelo chasunecha yistam, and my eyes, which I took no pity on you, they should become blind as a punishment. Yadai shelo chasul yadecha yisgamdun, hands which took no pity on your hands should be cut off. Raglai shelo chasul raglecha yisko, my legs which took no pity on your legs should be cut off. Muniskari daiti, and my mind should not rest. Ad she'amarti kol gufi yamelashichin, till my entire body be covered with boils. Amru lo, tamidim said to him, oy lanu shereinu bekach. What we have seen you like this? Amru lahem, oy lu im lora idunu bekach. If you had not seen me like this, meaning that, and Marsha points out that when it comes to a tzaddik, even the slightest avera that they do, they will ask to be punished in this world. They want no remnants of it in the next world. That's why a lot of tzaddikim suffer in this world tremendously, and they have big, major yisurin. And I think of the color of Rabbi Shlita, who's the yisurin for Klal Yisrael, has ALS, mamish suffering from terrible disease, and he's a very big tzaddik. He always has the Klal Yisrael in their minds. He's mamish, this is a bechina over here, that all the, whatever punishments, we don't know, obviously, the ways of Hashem. But, one thing would give us a little bit of nechama for things like this, is that the tzaddik in this world is everything, all the yisurin is in this world, everything is kol kulo lam haba, is going to be, obviously amazing for them. So he says that this is a kapara for me to perfect myself in the next world. So they said, Ramai karu lenacham ish gamze, why did they call him nachlishim ish gamze? Duchal milsid avis alkalei amr legamze, whatever, something seemingly really bad, whatever it was, it says gamze lo teva, something to always learn, gamze lo teva, gamze lo teva. Very good at a good young age. My daughter, Baruch Hashem, they teach her very young at the guns. Always say, Gamzul Tova, and Baruch Hashem, she always says it, like something spills in the house. She'll say, Gamzul Tova, Tati. And it's very good to learn this from a very young age. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu, similar to Kol David Rachman and the Tavavid, everything Hashem does is for good. Gamzul Tova, this is also for the good, this is for the best, this is what Hashem wants. Zim Nechada, now they relate another story about something that happened over here. Bo, the Shidri Yisrael, Dor Levei Kesar. The Jews wanted to send a gift to the Caesar. The Roman general was in charge of everything. Obviously, from tremendous power, the biggest world power at the time. Amru Man Yisrael said, who's going to deliver the gift? They're nervous about this. Yisrael Nacham Ishgamz. Nacham Ishgamz is such a tzaddik. He's going to see him. He's going to be in awe of him. Let's send him. The Melubad Benissim, I was wondering of the story that Rashi doesn't tell us. The whole of the story, maybe it's before. Maybe it wasn't even. Maybe it was after the whole thing where he had no legs and arms and everything. Either way, so he had miracles done on his behalf. So let's go bring him. Shadru b'yadei b'lo sifcha davanim tovas amrelo. So they sent with him a chest filled with precious stones and pearls, obviously worth millions of dollars. Azel, so he went. Bas b'udira, and he spent the night in a certain inn. B'lelia kamu hanach diora. The people who were living there, they realized that he had this crazy things filled with millions and millions of dollars of stuff. Shaklinu sifte, they stole it. They emptied the gems and Malafra, and they filled it with dirt. Lamachar ki Lachor should take out that girsa because he didn't see, he wouldn't brought the offer there. So he arrived there and he had this chest. He didn't look inside of it. He assumed that all the things were there. Sharina le sifata, they saw, they untied the chest. Chazinu de Malafra, they saw that it was full of dirt. Baal Matumita Lakula. So the emperor was so furious, not just Rashi said, not just the people who were there came with Nachal Hishkamza. We want to kill all the Jewish people. Like, this is what the Jewish people are sending me. What an insult to the Roman government, to our legion, to everything. This is terrible. Let's kill all the Jews. Samar Kamachaiqa Yudai, the Jews are mocking me, this is what they do, send me afar. Amar Gamzul Tayfa. So upon hearing this misfortune, they were probably all pachad nira and freaking out. Nachum Gamzul Tayfa, this is also for the best. And after this, Asa Eliyahu, a Navi came. Idmile Kichad Minayas, he appeared before the Caesars, one of them, a distinguished as a Roman official. Amar Lehi, so Eliyahu said, as one of his agents, Dilma Hay Afram, Afra Avram Avunhu. Maybe it's the famous dirt of the Avram Avinu, which was used against this war against the Arab Malachim. Dichyavu Shadi Afra, when the Jews, when Avram would throw dirt at an enemy, Havu Saifte would magically, not magically, miraculously, would turn into swords. Gale, so he threw the straw, Havu Gire, and turned into arrows. Dichsev Yitin Kavar Chabra Kakash Nishav Kashto. As the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, that you make the sword like the dirt and the bow like the wind and the straw. This is a reference to Avram Avinu when he had this miracle happen to him. There was one city where the Romans just weren't able to capture. They tested some of the dirt against the city and they were able to conquer it. It would actually work. They turned into these arrows. After the victory, they went into the emperor's treasure vault. And as a result, they filled Nachum's chest with precious stones and pearls. And they granted this wonderful gift for everything that he had done to them. Shajunah Bikar Rabba, and he sent them off with great honor because he had conquered the city that they actually appreciated the gift, and this was obviously a miraculous thing that happened to the Caesar. Kiyasu Bihu Basid Yure, when Nachum and everybody came and they saw, they were probably in shock. The one in the world just happened. They probably thought he was going to get killed. They didn't care what happened. They stole his money. And now he's coming back. He gave Afar, and now he's coming back with millions of dollars of jewelry and all these amazing things, gold and silver, everything. Amrulay, so they said, my asil bahadach, what did you bring to the Caesar? They gave you such honor. Amrulay said exactly what you guys filled. My neshak l'mach amtil hasam. Whatever I took from here, I brought to there. I gave him the offer. Sasu dirayo, so they demolished their residences, their houses. Amtilay ma'alka, and they brought it to the palace. Amrulay, so they said to the Caesar, hi afar the aisu acham medidanhu. This dirt that Nachman brought was the same dirt over here. This miraculous dirt is the dirt that we're giving you. This is the miraculous properties, the miraculous things that it has. So what happened? So Badkuna Vloashkihu, the Kaluna Anach Diore. So they checked into it and it says this is fake dirt. You're just making up things. They thought it was like making fun of them. And they killed all those people who were the people actually who had stolen from Nachum Shagam. So they got their punishment too. And we see everything, Gamzul Tayfa, everything eventually will turn full circle, and those who needs to be punished will be punished, and those who aren't are not. Now the market news is a dever here, Moshe Chamesh Mosragli. So they consider dever, it's like a type of plague. They 500 people, and then they're gonna certain people meant that several people die. So now the Brisa expounds upon this. Tanar Banan, Ir Motzei Chamesh Mosvela for Agli. So if you have 1,500 men on foot, Kigon Kfar Akko, as such as Kfar Akko, V'yatzu Imena Tisha Mason B'Shol Shiyavim Zeh Charzeh. 9 men died in it over the course of 3 consecutive days. Hareza Dever. That's considered a Dever. That's considered an issue of a plague. B'yom Echad, if you have 9 deaths in one day, O B'dalad Yamim, or over 4 days, Ainza Dever. That's not considered necessarily a classified as something which would require fasting, because it's not going to be, the ratio is not enough to require fasting. One that has 500 people could go and afar akfar amikos far imiko viyat mimena shlosha mason begil yomim zechazeh. There 3 men died in it over the course of 3 consecutive days. Areza dever, that is like a plague which a person, one per day, that would be something which you would have to fast for. Biyom echad, if the death occurred in one day, oh, but I'm more for 4 days, ain't a dever, that's considered a dever. I pointed out, this is clear, in the beginning of Corona and still, maybe even Aviyom, that theoretically we should be really fasting for what happened, and what is continuing to happen, the plague that Hashem has been sending us. But the problem is that we're sorry, we're afraid that a person is fast, this is going to be even weaker on their body, if they would get sick, that would be something that would be even worse. So therefore, we avoid such situations. Now the Gemara continues, Drokras Ira Motia Chamesh Mos Ragli Hava. Drokras, name of a city, and it had 500 people that were able to be on foot. V'yatzu Mimena Shlosha Mason V'yabecha. 2 people died in one day. Because Rav Nachman Berachistu Tanis Rav Chas Nachman ruled against the Brisa and ruled that you should fast. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Nachman Yitzchak said to him, "Come on, but who you're following? You must be following Kerry Meir." The Amar Richeg Nesav Chayav Kira Gnesav Kol Kolshikin. The Meir says that regarding to ox that gores, we know that we have a short tam and a short muad. A short tam is an ox that's not a goring ox. The first 3 times it gores, you're obligated to pay only chatzi nezek, only half the damage. Is after its onus, after the owner, after that point, it becomes a short muad. It becomes a forewarned short, and therefore you'll have to pay the full damages because it's fully your fault. So the Mishnah says, what's considered a muad? That if it was warned 3 days, that was Rabbi Yehuda. Meir says that if it was warned even 3 times on one day, then that's kolshe gain, it's going to be a short muad. So that's a machlokas over there. Rabbi Yehuda holds that now. So Rabbi Meir holds that richeg negosav chayev, kirig nasa kolshe gain, that if on a 3-day period it regores once each day, so if it regores 3 times on one day, then ada zikr of ada, you would be considered a Sure, and what's the do over here? If three people die on 3 days, then that's considered a plague. So then, for sure, if three people die on 1 day, that's considered a plague. That's not the Yitzchak's opinion. Following that of Shitas Rebbe Meir, just in Yonadil, by the way, where we use this halacha again is a fascinating halacha. Is by the halachas of remembering 90 times that the Yerushalmi says it. Yerushalmi just says 30 days. We assume that's the number 90 times. That when you say Mashiv Racha Morning Geshem 90 times, those are about to switch in America to Vesein Talamat Lev Racha in for 90 times, really 30 days. We just assume for 90 times, then you're going to assume that you say it. What if you say all 90 times the same, the nusach you have to say for Baruch Aleinu? You say it 90 times, so that they use, they invoke this principle of Rebbe Meir, that if I say it over the period of a month, so then I'm going to remember, so then Kol Shekin, if I said all in one day, then I'm Yotze, and I for sure know that would be the din. And that's Halacha Maizah, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kuf Yudal, that comes up in Halacha Zomashi Baruch Amar Geshem, and the same thing would be Baruch Aleinu. The kasha that a lot of people have is based on this Gemara over here, where you see that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who holds the Shita, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, and we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. So how we pasken like Rabbi Meir, that's a kasha that Chonim Rabbi Levi, that's a very big kasha, how to deal with that. But that's something that's very fascinating. That also comes out of this halacha over here, something that's totally different. You would never in a million years imagine that halacha of above a kama. That's what you have to know. Or is always into that. You have to know Kol Torah Kula, because you have to know that halacha above a kama should apply to the halachas of davening and remembering your davening. So that's a fascinating halacha, which is this halacha that comes up over here with regards to remembering in Mishmon Esrei. Amar le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak likumar leisi legaman. So come and live amongst us, to your distinguished chavra. Rav Nachman Yitzchak lived amongst undistinguished people. So lechora he was a big town chacham. Rav Nachman Yitzchak invited him to live alongside him and be a more distinguished town. You know, you live in a little shtetl, come to a bigger city where there'll be mechaved you more, you'll have more kavod. So Gemara says, Amar le Tanina, Rav Nachman said, I learned in a brisa that the following: Rabbi Yosi Mer lomekomo shel adam mechavdo, that a person's place is not wanting to give him honor. Rather, adam mechaved is mekomo, that a person who gives honor to his place, that's what happens, that you'll have the honor from that. And this, I'm saying, I'm not going to just be being amongst distinguished people, not going to become necessarily honorable. And this esteem that is held does not depend on the company which I'm in. And if I'm not worthy, I'm not going to. It doesn't matter who I'm with. And if I am worthy, it doesn't matter also who I'm with. And therefore, he rejected the invitation. Shekein Matzina Bar Sinai. So we see with regards to Har Sinai, she calls much Shechina Shuri Alav, which is a lowly mountain. Yet the Shechina was resting on it, and then the Aseres Adibros were given. So the pasuk says, "Amr Torah Gam Matzina Bakal Yirul Mularu." The Torah tells you that the cattle should not graze in the mountain. Right? You have to be very careful. And Stalcha Shechina. As a moment though that the Shechina left Har Sinai, it's still Kaddish. No, it's still not Kaddish at all. Amr Torah the Meshicho Yovel Himal Yel Bahar. That when the blast of the shofar ends, you're allowed to go on the mountain. And Adi Yom, if we knew Har Sinai exactly was some type of a story, I think we do think that one of the mountains that we think it might be in the Sinai Desert, we believe. And so you're allowed to go on that. There's no Kedusha there. Once the Shekhinah left, you would be allowed to go on Har Sinai. So that's the din. And therefore, so the mountain possessed no Kedusha, only from the Shekhinah, and as soon as the Shekhinah left, there is no Kedusha to it. We also see with regards to the Mishkan in the desert of Klal Yisrael, Shekhoz Man, Shehu Natoy. As long as a tent was pitched, you're not allowed to have anybody who lived there who had a zav or tara'as or any of the tumas that would not be allowed to be in the camp of Klal Yisrael. So huglu ha'parochas, however, once they would rolled up the parochas, they would start moving. Again, people were afflicted with tara'as, and the zav is someone who sees something similar, a little bit different, a greenish type of thing, and he is avatuma. They were permitted to enter at that time and where the tent had stood. So we see that the site who had no kedusha other than the fact that it was the place of the Olmo, and only when it was there. So now that was what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that he didn't convince Rav Nachman Yitzchak to join him. Rav Nachman Bar Chista made the following offer. Amar lei, Iyachi nikum anna legabi mar. So maybe I should move next to you if you're not coming to me. Amar lei, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to him, Mutav yavo mana ben pras, it's a mana ben pras. It's better than a mana, which is 100 dinars. The son of a pras, which is 50 dinars, should come to a mana, the son of a mana. Vayavo mana ben mana, it's a mana ben pras. And as opposed to a mana, the son of a mana, should not come to a mana ben pras. And he was saying that Rav Nachman Yitzchak was referring to himself as a mana and the son of a pras, because his father wasn't as great as him. He wasn't necessarily, whatever, may have been a person who was the Talmud Chacham, but he was not on his level of stature. He wasn't even a Rav. We see the fact that he was called, we see that Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista, his father was Rav Chista, the famous son of Rav Chista, while the former was known as simply Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So he never had a father to swing it to him, so he doesn't necessarily, he shouldn't be somebody who comes to him. Now the Gemara continues. Besura have Devarta. So once there was a plague in Surah, the city of Rav, and he had a chus of Rav, and the plague never reached Rav's city. Savar b'nei mishun tzchus the Rav nafesh. They thought it was Rav was so great. That's why nothing happened. Ischazulei bechama. It was shown to him in a dream. Rav the nafesh tzchus the tuva. That Rav obviously has a ton of merits. And hamil sazuchulei. But this is even smaller. He doesn't. You don't even need to get on latch onto the tzchusim of Rav for this point. And mishuma who gavra. There's another person. The shal mariz vila lekuvura. The person who did chesed. He lent out his shovels. He lent out his things to for the burial materials. And that's why. And amidin akonim nidirashi points out that they were spared from anybody dying and having to do it because he would always give the gemilas chasadim for the burials. And his chusim was that he didn't have to come on to Rav's chusim. Others want to explain that no, that we saw before that a tzaddik using his chusim it will take away from his olam haba. So maybe that's what it is over here. That a tzaddik doesn't want to use. It's not appropriate that the tzaddik's chusim should be used. Rather, just maybe acts of chesed or other things can be used instead. Interesting two mahalchim on that. So, or it just means that it was lowly for him. He didn't need to come on to that. But Dekoras Ava Deleika, there once was a fire in the city of Dekoras where Ravuna lived. Ushvichus the Ravuna Lava Deleika, where Ravuna's neighbor, there was no fire. It didn't spread there. They were very close to each other, and then there was no fire there. So Ava made it close to Ravuna the Nafish. We say that Ravuna was so great, and that's why it was his chus that nothing happened. Aschazulei Bechalma, it's shown to them in a dream. Hai Zuchulei the Ravuna. There was a miracle. It's minor than matter of Huna. It wasn't for him. It was small for him. And Lashem who eats of a certain woman, who would heat her oven and make it available to her neighbors. And she would heat her oven each Friday and make it available. Anybody was able to make. And this Mida Kanumida also, the fire that she used was Latova. They didn't have any fire for them. So the Gemara continues, Amru Leila Rav Yehuda, Asu Kamitze. There was a lot of locusts and another thing about fasting. Gazar Tanisa, he therefore decreed a fast as based on our Mishnah. Amru Leila, look at my cousin, but these locusts aren't bad. They're not destroying anything. Amru Lehu, Zevda Aisu Ba'adayo, did they bring food with them? Meaning, we don't know. Hashem's without intercession, something happened. It could be that in a second it's going to destroy all the crops. So we have to be machmir and fast. Amru Leila Rav Yehuda, they said to Rav Yehuda, Ika Mosana Bechazirai, there's a lot of crazy plague amongst the pigs. Gazar Tanisa, he decreed a fast, even though the Jews should not be directly affected by the pigs because we don't eat them, but he still decreed a fast. The Gemara says, why? Maybe he was assuming that it was on one species of animals, it would spread very easily to the other animals, and therefore we're afraid that the kosher livestock would be affected, and that's why he created a fast. And the Gemara says, no, lo, Shani Chazir, pigs are fundamentally different. Because their stomachs, their digestive. The way they digest things are similar to humans. Are afraid that maybe somehow it would be something which would go to people and somehow be affected by them. So the Gemara continues, Amru Lei, I think that's how the swine flu started, right? I think it started from pigs already also and eventually moved to the track of a human. Amru Lei, Shmuel, everything obviously pales in the face of corona, which is a spread, they don't even know. It could be just by the Chinese, but everything's Mishamayim from Kosh Baruch Hu, but they think maybe also from animals spreading to humans. Amru Lei, Shmuel, Ika Mosana Bei Chozaya, there's a deadly plague Bei Chozaya, town in Bavel. Gazar Tanisa, he decreed a fast in the city. Amru Lei, Vaha Merchak, but it's so far from us. Why we're not in any danger? Amar, he said, Leika Marva Haka the Pasikle. There's no river crossing here to there. That meaning it's close enough that the disease could spread very easily from one area to another, as we see that it could spread amongst the whole world when travel is easy. So the travel is easy. He was made a decree that they should fast. Amar Rav Nachman Ika Mosan Bar Israel. They told Rav Nachman that there's a crazy plague in Eretz Israel happening right now. Gazar Sinisa, he decreed a fast. Amar Im Gvira Loka Shifcha Lakoshakin. If the Gvira, the rain stay, the wife, right, the main person of the house, is going to be stricken and is suffering, then the shifcha, the person who's the maidservant, certainly should be. So we're in chutzlars, we're the shifcha. Eretz Yisrael is a place where, right, the Ikra Diras of Shechina isn't Eretz Yisrael. We know that obviously the Ikra Shechina, and where every Jew ideally should be living, should be in Eretz Yisrael. Be'ez Hashem, that's a call for everybody to try to come. But so that if obviously the ikar of dira of a person is under distress, so then suddenly the maidservant in Bava, we should be fasting as well. Taima the gvir v'shivcha. So Gemara Nachman's using because of the mistress, the idea of the head person, the main wife, and the maidservant. Hashivcha v'shivcha lo. However, it had been two maidservants that land outside of Israel, he would not necessarily have declared a fast. V'ha amrulei l'shmuel ika mosan bechozai. What that seems to contradict what we said in the name of Shmuel. They once told Shmuel that a far off area of Bechozai was under a plague. Gazar Tanisa, and yet he declared a fast in his city of Narada, even though Bechozai and Narada were very far. So Gemara says no. Shani hasam kevin deika sharasa delave v'aisu be'ade. Since the caravans go back and forth, again travel is easy. He was afraid the disease would eventually spread. Narda, which is why he decreed the fast. We see that Shmuel decreed a fast only for the fact that it's accessible. Halacha Maisa, that's actually a paskin that if there is dever in Eretz Yisrael, if there is a plague in Eretz Yisrael, then would be a chiyav and chutzlar. It's the fast. However, there's dever in a certain area of Medina and chutzlar. It's only if that Medina is accessible to another, then the other areas of chutzlar would have to fast as well. The Gemara relates, we'll finish off with one more story. Abu Umna, have I said Lashama the Musiv Derakia Kol Yoma? He would get from the Shemayim, the Malachim, would greet him every day. According to Rashi, they would say, Shalom Aleicha, they should have Shalom Aleicha basically to you in Aramaic every day. It's like the two famous farm that we have. We have the Sefer Min HaShemayim from one of the Bala Rishonim that was all the shilas of a malach, which are provided as a fascinating tshuva. Should that be on level of another? Is one of the Bala Tosos? So it should be like a Rishon. Should we view it as stronger because he got it from Malachim? The answers are from Malachim, or should we view it as? It'd be different posting, said different things. It'd be lower because Lomin Hashemayim, that we don't accept the Torah from Shemayim. And the same thing with the Beis Yosef also has a tshuva sefer from one of them actually about keeping 2 days, I think, from a malach that the back and forth that he had on the malach, and one of them was about keeping 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that he says explicitly that if you go back, Gedai to Lazar, that you would keep 2 days. Either way, so the Gemara says, Abaye, kol mayo yom shedabasa. So why Abaye would receive this, would get this, he got it every single day for Abba Umna, would get it every single day. Abaye only got it every Friday. The Rava kol mayo yom Rava would only be Erev Yom Kippur, that was it, once a year. Abba Umna is specifically the blood letter, which is a type of surgeon. He was a doctor, and he was a type of surgeon, and he get it every day. Abaye got it once a week, and Rav was only on Erev Yom Kippur. So Abaye felt badly about himself, like, I tried my so hard, why am I only getting it once a week? Whereas Abba the surgeon, who was getting it every single day. Amalei said to Abaye, lo matzah lemei avayu v'day. You're in a situation, you can't do as much as he does. May have uda ad Abba Umna. What did he do that was so special? D'chihavi avid milsa, when he would perform a procedure of bloodletting. Havi maiches gavir l'chud v'neshechot. First of all, he would have a lot of tznias. He would have the men separately and the women separately to prevent them from being together. V'eslei levusha de'ispe karna. He also had a specific garment, which d'havu b'ziya b'kusla, was just a garment that was able to accommodate a way of putting an incision into the vein. And it was very tzanua, and it was very, very modest. And kihavi aisa leila etasa, when a woman comes in having malbishla, he would have her put her on. Kihechid delonistakabe, so she didn't have to look at her, and it would not be any violation or intrusion of tznias. V'islei duchta tznias in a private place in the outside the operating room. The shadabe pshite de shakil. His patients would put coins, that is where they would pay. He would never ask the money up front. Because if you could afford that, that they would pay. If ever you couldn't afford it, you would not be embarrassed, you didn't have to pay. However, when it was a young town, coming, you wouldn't accept any money. Not only that, when they would leave, he would give them money. Go and restore your health, take this money and buy something. We see what a tremendous amount of tzedakos he had. Okay, pick up with Yom Echad, Bez Hashem, and Shabbos and stuff, and then hopefully we'll start continue with the recording on Saturday, Bez Hashem.